Remember the days of the old schoolyard? We used to laugh a lot.
Hi, I'm Mac. I'm in year 11. I'm 17. I study history, business, English, math, chemistry.
You are part of the Eagles group. Why are you a part of it?
One of my teachers chose me because he felt like I was good in some aspects, but I needed improvement in others. Like, I know a lot of things, but I'm just not very good at putting them down on paper.
When you meet together with your other Eagle club mates, what do you do?
Play chess, word exercises and mind exercises, read quotes from famous people, trying to figure out what they mean and in what context they were. There was one from Margaret Thatcher, and she said, if you go out into the world trying to make friends, you'll never get anything accomplished because you will never compromise on anything.
What do you think she meant by that?
You have to make sacrifices and you have to make people angry to get your way and to put an idea forward, because no idea is going to be liked by everyone.
So of the between 70 and 100 or so year 11 students this year, what sort of feedback do you get from them about being in this special class?
Joking around, like they'll call us like the Flying Eagles, stuff like that. Almost like jealousy, almost like they're laughing at us as well.
So you don't feel in any way ostracized or bullied?
We're different, and the students know that, but we're all the same anyway.
University, what are your expectations of yourself, and how are you going to use the Eagles group to get there?
I want to join defence, and I want to become a historian after I join the Navy. This helps me because I need that kind of discipline to get ready to go into the Navy and serve.
Oh, Captain, my Captain. It's from a poem by Walt Whitman about Mr. Abraham Lincoln. Now, in this class, you can either call me Mr. Keating, oh, Captain, my Captain.
Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm 15 years old, and I'm in grade 9. Eagles group, I think it's the yearning, it's the want to learn that makes you gifted or talented. A few years ago, I was awarded with the Northern Territory Young Author of the Year for Palmerston, and that was something that I excel in, is my writing, and say I'm not that great in science, so I get more assistance in science.
That word gifted or talented, every mum and dad thinks their kid's gifted or talented. I wonder though, with your mum and dad, if they ever identified you as being a little bit special.
Well, I was never really above my age group per se, but I was always very determined and stubborn. So I had a lot of problems with speech growing up, so a lot of problems with reading and writing, so I couldn't write when all these other kids could write. So I was so determined, ended up doing so well, and then ended up getting that writer's award. It was like going from ground zero and just skyrocketing upwards. So that's kind of, yeah.
In your dreams, what do you want to be?
I'm thinking more about more logical ways that I could support myself, maybe through law or something that I could help people. However, I reckon that writing's always going to be in my corner. And if it works out for me, if books sell, then I'll just turn to it. I'll just drop everything and just turn to it. So, yeah.
Gather ye rosebuds while ye may. Old time is still a-flying. And this same flower that smiles today, tomorrow will be dying.
The Latin term for that sentiment is carpe diem.
Hi, I'm Zach Howe. I am 16 years old and I'm in grade 11. Well, my grades would say I'm all right in maths methods, specialist mathematics, pre-literary studies, physics, chemistry.
Why are you in the Eagles group?
At first, I was a bit hesitant, I'll admit. I wasn't sure if it was a good idea. I had to think about it for a little bit. Well, I mean, we were going into grade 11. I wasn't sure if I could cope with all the any extra things added on. I mean, I think it was actually enjoyable. It's interesting. Everyone does have their own gifts and their own talents. The other thing we were told is that some people were nominated because they have potential. So they may not necessarily have those talents readily available to them right now, but they're more than within the means of developing those talents and those gifts.
What is your talent or your gift?
Well, most of my subjects have to do with numbers. I can understand numbers quite well. Numbers are good for actually completing tasks and like productivity, but English is good for understanding people.
Take me into an Eagles class.
There's certain things to do each day. Like on Mondays, for instance, we do like a chess competition. We did a trebuchet project. The trebuchet essentially uses gravity to pull down a really heavy counterweight, so to sling another object in a certain direction. Our task was to build one of those and see who could do it the furthest, being there was multiple people going to do it in a competition, sort of.
Mr. Anderson, you're sitting there in agony.
I didn't do it. I didn't write a poem.
Mr. Anderson thinks that everything inside of him is worthless and embarrassing. I think you have something inside of you that is worth a great deal.
My name is Dr. Tom Lewis. I'm a military historian, but also a high school teacher and the coordinator of the Gifted and Talented Unit at MacKillop College.
The curious words, gifted or talented, what sets this program and these children apart?
Well, we've been careful, I think, to say that not every student who's gifted and talented is in that unit. And not every student who's in the gifted and talented unit is gifted and talented. Schools, quite often these days, they spend a lot of time and money trying to help those students who are not making the grade for one reason or the other, and good on them. However, to ignore the student who's toiling away in a corner of a classroom and who's a B student who would like to be an A, but because this teacher is busy helping the student who's not achieving, they can't help that student achieve more. So this is what we're doing to help those students achieve more. One of the reasons we call the group Eagle Group is because, well, we hope they can fly high. The world of being a teenager can be a pretty vicious place sometimes. We're pretty careful to not put our students in this group in a situation where they're going to be teased, hopefully. We also go to some length to tell our students, look, don't go out there and big note yourself. And of course, you may not be able to live up to the expectation that you have of yourself.
I'm still not very clear, though, gifted and talented.
It is a very difficult thing to define. One of the ways we get students into this group is there are 10 criteria, not criteria that we made up, but criteria that in good teaching fashion we nick from somebody else. And we like to have 4 of those ticked in order to get into that group.
Are there any standouts in there that you think, wow?
Yes, there are. You do sort of have a few limitations, I suppose, on what we would want to say in public about our students.
Have you ever been in a position where the student knows more than you, that there's nothing more that you could teach them?
Every teacher who's experienced has got to get to that point. You sometimes will be surpassed by your own students, and that's a great day. Now, of course, that's not to say that we're going to guarantee that at the age of 25 they're doing something fantastic in English or something fantastic at all. It's very difficult raising a child. To be honest, I've been teaching for a long time. You do sort of say sometimes to a parent, look, if they're male and they're 25 and still alive and undamaged, you've succeeded. Just because you place your student in a unit like this is no guarantee.
We had imaginings and we had...
Mr. Keating, they made everybody so angry. You gotta believe me, it's true.
I do believe you, Tom.
Leave, Mr. Keating.
But it wasn't his fault.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson. One more outburst from you or anyone else and you're out of this school.
My name's Hope. I'm 12 years old and I'm part of the Eagles group at MacKillop Catholic College.
What is it about you that maybe sets you apart from the other kids in year 7?
Well, I always try really hard in class and listen and make sure I do all my homework because I really want to get good grades. Like, I like getting A's and things like that, so I really try. And I feel like the Eagles group is good because it helps push me so I can make sure I get those grades that I want.
When you're in your homeroom with just the other year 7s, what do they say about you being in the Eagles group?
So they often have questions like, oh, where were you in the morning? Because, like, for the first whole term, heaps of people didn't even realise that I was gone until I would, like, show up at a different times. Some people are just like, oh, cool, and other people are just like, ha-ha, you're in a smart class, you're in a special class. Like, they kind of make fun of it.
How do you feel about being in that Eagles class?
It's a bit different from everybody else, but being different isn't always a bad thing.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
Either a scientist or an architect.
Captain, my captain.
Sit down, Mr. Anderson.